Keeping the edge on your left, follow the narrow path and explore each of the bays in turn. After a couple of hundred meters of walking up and down the narrow stony pass, you will drop down into a more open area and notice a number of holes drilled into the rock face that have red staining.
Well, this is Millstone Edge, a huge quarry that would have been used for sort of natural stone for buildings. And of course, in the past, it's been used for the millstone industry.
The millstone, or quern, is of course the symbol of the Peak District National Park, but it was once used for a variety of purposes, including grinding corn, squashing paint pigments, and later as sharpening stones for the cutlery industry in Sheffield.
The operators of these on the grinding wheels were paid a lot more than everyone else because it was such a dangerous job, because the millstone grit had a tendency now and again to shatter, and there were a lot of fatalities of the guys sharpening the knives.
I was going to say, why is this one on the floor?
It would have just been being made as it stands.
Right.
And then what they did, they got a few of them, got them on end, a piece of wood through them, and took them down where they were being carted away. So it would have been a very, very hard job working out here making these. And it just shows you how quickly the industry died in the fact that it was a case of downing tools.
A French stone called carbonundrum started being used that was both more efficient to use and easier to manufacture, and the result was the collapse of the millstone industry here almost overnight.
It's now a very popular area for climbing. In fact, some of the most difficult climbs in the Peak District are here in Millstone, simply because of the great heights involved and the sheer rock face that you can see in front of you.
Well, I live here now because of one reason for the climbing in the Peak District.
It's quick to get to, relatively easy to walk in, easy to park.
And it's a good place to come and hang out with your friends, even just for a few hours in the afternoon.
It really makes me feel like I'm doing something with nature.
There's like the technical challenge of climbing up the rock, as well as being out in the countryside.
And I like the danger of knowing that it's all on you and all in your own strength to keep you up there.
I mean, I know it's a popular spot for bird watching.
A big success story, there's about three bays on, it's called Twicker Bay, and ravens nest there every year. Usually get three to four young. Ravens are tough as nails, they actually start breeding in February.
From a distance, you could confuse a raven with a crow until you see them together, because a raven is twice the size of a crow, but chiefly, it's the noise that they make. They make this very specific croaking noise.
And they're one of the few birds that actually pair for life, so it's a married couple.
I mean, I know it's a popular spot for bird watching.
Yeah, well, there's jackdaws, a lot of jackdaws on Millstone Edge as well. You know when you see them, I'll tell you. Jackdaws have got grey head and they make a completely different sound to the raven. Basically, the raven, its size.
I mean, I know it's a popular spot for bird watching.
And we've also last year had two young peregrines came and tried to prospect for a possible breeding site. In the end, they weren't successful.
Will the falcons come back?
Well, that's what we're hoping. Next year they might have got a feel for the area and they weren't too disturbed, so with a bit more experience, hopefully they'll come back. And we agreed with the BMC, which is the British Mountaineering Council, that they didn't climb in this area with the hope that those peregrines would breed. It's fabulous just how well people respond.
By now you may have made your way into the open quarry area mentioned at the start of this audio. If not, press pause now.
I think the holes are bullet holes where the giants were machine gunned against the wall and the red is their bloodstains.
I think the holes are there because of quarrying and the red is paint where they marked out the holes.
Where Rush bazookas have been fired into the rock face, the red is the blood of the earth.
The holes were actually there because people put dynamite in the rock so they could quarry the rock, and the paint is covering from the dynamite. Continue along the track, and when you're about 10 metres from the main road, take the path on the left, climb over the wall and towards the bench on your right, which makes a good resting point.
I remember once, quite a few years ago, coming to work and seeing two guys just the other side of this steep wall with a millstone that they'd wheeled all the way up from Bowl Hill, which was a fair feat in itself to steal one, but they'd not quite thought their plan through when they'd got to this steep wall and how they were going to lift maybe a ton weight over and into what looked to me like rather a small car.